Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Baba Basra Daf Kuf Ayin Alf Baba Basra 171. And the Gemara on today's Daf Yomi is discussing a case where there is a loan, and as a result of the loan, the borrower comes and makes a partial payment of the loan. And so the Gemara discusses, do we return a shovar, a receipt for the borrower, and as a result of returning a receipt for the borrower on this partial payment of the loan, what we're doing is we're causing the borrower to have to watch this receipt, because if he loses the receipt, then in the end there's no record that he has partially repaid the loan. Or do we write a new document for the lender and have him hold an entirely new loan document? So the Gemara discusses that question and the different opinions, and then the Gemara brings along the opinion of Rav Huna Bered Rav Yoshua, who says, Afil amanda amar kosvin shofar, even according to the opinion who says that in the case of a partial payment, we do write a receipt for the borrower that he paid partially the loan, and thereby we make the borrower have to watch the receipt. Hani mili apalga, that's only in a situation where it was a partial payment of the loan and he has not paid off the full loan of a lakule. But if the borrower has paid the entire loan and under such circumstances we say lo, then we do not write a receipt for the borrower. And so as a result of the fact that we don't write a receipt for the borrower, we say in general that the borrower does not need proof that he has paid off the loan. And so since the borrower does not need proof he has paid off the loan, we say the lender must have proof that he has a note that he can take against the borrower. And so therefore the point is that if the lender does not have the contract, he cannot collect the loan. And so as a result of this, that is his conclusion, that since we do not write a receipt, a borrower is not required to pay back the loan until he gets the original document that records the loan, because otherwise he won't have proof for it. The Gemara says, this opinion of Rav Huna Bered Rav Yoshua is rejected. Felohi, that's not the case. Afil akule kasvinan, that we write a receipt even on an entire loan. And so therefore, if the lender has lost basically the IOU that he has from the borrower, he's still able to collect the money, because he could say, give me the receipt that shows that you paid it. And so therefore, we do not rule in favor of the borrower, but we rule in favor of the lender. And the Gemara indeed records a case that happened, that Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef was trying to collect a loan from Rabbi Abba. And so they came before Rabbi Hanina Bar Papa, and Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef said, Havle Zuzai, give me my money. And so Rabbi Abba said, yeah, Havli Shtari, give me your contract that you lent me the money. Ushkol Zuzach, once you give me the contract that says that you lent me money, then you go ahead and take your money. So Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef says, yeah, but I don't have it, because I know I lent you the money, but Shtarach Irkosli, I lost the note that said that I lent you the money. So the Gemara says, nevertheless, he says, even though I don't have the note, Echtov Lachtavra, he says, I'll write you a receipt, and then after I write you the receipt, you'll be able to have record that you indeed paid me. Gemara says that Rabbi Abba responded, Varavu Shmuel Damar Travayu, Ein Kosvin Shovar. He says, no, I don't have to do that, because Rav and Shmuel both said, we don't write a receipt for the borrower, so why should I have to be the one to watch the receipt? Give me the note, and then I'll pay you, but I don't want to be stuck having to watch a receipt for my whole life. So they came before Rav Chanina Bar Papa, and Rav Chanina Bar Papa heard this opinion that Rav and Shmuel said, that indeed, you don't write a receipt. And he said a beautiful phrase, he said, Man Yaivon may afraid the Ravu Shmuel Raminan Ba'ainin. He said, even if we had some of the earth of Rav and Shmuel's grave, we would love to put it on our eyes as a way of showing affection for Rav and Shmuel. They're so holy, and we would really relish the opportunity to come to their grave and kiss the earth of their grave. But what are we going to do? We don't agree with them. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish both rule that indeed we do write a receipt, and we do make the borrower have to write the receipt. So even though the lender doesn't have the actual note, it's still the borrower's responsibility to watch the receipt, and he has to pay it back if there's proof that their loan happened. V'chein ki asa ravin amar Rabbi Ila kosvin shofar. So too, that was the ruling of Rabbi Ila. And the Gemara says, it is logical to assume that we make the borrower watch the receipt, Because the isakadaita in kosvin shover avat shtor shozeh yochol halav echadi. Yeah, of course it makes sense. Because if you're going to say that you don't write a receipt, then if the lender loses the note, then he's out of luck and he doesn't have the ability to collect his loan. So Abaye challenges that and says, yeah, but if this guy loses the receipt, if the borrower loses the receipt, then the lender could come and press him again for his money. So that's not fair either. So why are we ruling for the lender and not for the borrower? So Rava says, yes, we do rule for the lender and not the borrower. Why? Eved lo vele ish malveh. Because it says in Proverbs 22:7 that the borrower is considered to be a servant to the lender. And so therefore, we rule in favor of the lender here that the borrower has to be the one to guard the receipt as opposed to the lender having to be the one to guard the note. And indeed, Reb Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev has an extended sermon, an extended homily on those people, he says, who have the audacity and the arrogance to borrow money and then they refuse to pay it and they challenge the lender for being greedy. And he says, this is a type of sin which is very great. They're not paying back their money. But on top of that, what he says they're doing is this is one person who's ruining it for thousands, because as a result of this, people will be afraid to lend money to a poor person in time of need, and you're closing the door on borrowers all over the world. And so therefore he zealously enforces this idea of Eved lo vele ish malveh, that if you borrow you must be zealous about paying back.